All right. So first thing we will look for is actually, all right. So here is a seborrheic keratosis. Big and ugly. It looks like a huge overgrown mole. And this one looks kind of pushed onto the skin. A lot. It looks like part of the skin. A lot of times it'll look like someone just took a chunk of brown and just went and just stuck it on the skin. Really disgusting. If there were ever a reason not to go in the sun, that's it. Because, I mean, they can be absolutely enormous. They can be removed, but now you're talking about having big scar. This is what cancer can look like. This one, I think they said, was a basal carcinoma. So notice, is it symmetrical or asymmetrical? Asymmetrical. Does it have a well-defined border, or does it kind of ooze out? All the same color? Nope. And it's bigger than... Okay, I don't know how big it is. All right. This is called a cherry angioma. It's actually benign. It's like dark, and then it's got this little reddened area around it. And if you push on it, it'll blanch because it's blood is what's causing that. Okay, here is a benign mole. Kind of an ugly mole, if you ask me. But see how nice and dark this is? It's a little bit asymmetrical. Would that be concerning? Yes. But is it well-defined border? Yes. Is it all the same color? Yes. So overall, in the grand scheme of things, here these are centimeters. So it's right on the border of size. But you know, overall, because it's got a well-defined border, it's all the same color. The next question would be, has it changed? If that answer is no, then probably nothing to worry about. But you see how kind of it's dark, and imagine that expanding to take over a big chunk of your face. That would be the seborrheic keratosis. Some people are more genetically inclined to them. And I know my wife's going to get these when she's older. So, yeah, pretty disgusting stuff, if you ask me. All right, let's look for some solar elastosis. But this is an eye. Yeah, but it's still only going to be this big. Yeah. So it's like this. This is what you're looking at. So this is their eye, but you see that kind of characteristic pattern? Looks like, how many of you have ever been out to the desert and you see the canyon where it's got all these little cuts? You know, these little canyons cut in the desert? That's kind of what it looks like. Let's see if we can get a... No, saying sun did that. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Clint Eastwood has got a lot of solar elastosis. Yeah, eyes are next. Sometimes they call this senile elastosis. The reason for that is because it typically happens in older people, but the reason for that is because older people have had more time to go out in the sun. Oh, there we go. Yeah, they show you a nice big close-up, too. All right. So this is the solar elastosis. It's kind of like it's like the skin kind of puckers up, and then you have these little canyons. And it's caused by excess sun exposure. All right. Another lesion we need to know, café au lait spots. These are genetic, or at least they're congenital. Person is born with these at birth. It's just something that happens. They're completely cosmetic, no cause for alarm. I believe these can be bleached out if you want to pay the money for it. Okay, lentigo. Now, most lentigo is benign, but can turn into cancer occasionally. But usually it's just benign, and it's discoloration of the skin, usually with age. Sometimes we call them age spots. Yeah, liver spots sometimes called. Oh, we need to see psoriasis. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's a good one. So this is looks like a person's knee here. Typically, psoriasis is going to affect elbows, elbows, hips, knees, kind of like the joint areas first, sometimes the hands, but it can be anywhere on a person's body. But typically, it's going to be on those outer joints. And so it's this kind of big, scaly mass.
Can it get worse?
Oh, yeah, it can get worse and better. Some people have it very, very mildly. They just have a little bit of redness on their skin, maybe a tiny bit of scale. Other people have enormous, thick plaques. So look for Jim Porter. He's got really big plaques.
Is there anything you can take? Is there any medication?
There's different creams you can take, but generally speaking, you know, because autoimmune, you run a fine line of treating the disease versus, you know, what we usually use to treat it is steroid creams. Steroid creams suppress the immune inflammatory response. The problem with doing that is you make the skin thinner and more likely to be infected. So, you know, by treating the disease, you can actually cause infection and skin breakdown. That's the problem. How do you give it? How do you get it? It's something you just develop. There's a genetic component, but it's an autoimmune disease. We're not sure exactly everything that's involved with it. But we definitely know that there is a genetic link. Yeah, some people will get worse as they get older. Some people will actually get better.
And can you have, like, I don't know, what's like 30 years, nothing, and then it appears?
It usually starts when people are younger. It usually doesn't, you know, it's not like you wait until you're 50 and then you get it. It usually develops younger. All right. Now let's take a look at some vocabulary words. That would be fun. So how many of you have your vocabulary sheet in front of you?